In this beauty parlor in Afghanistan's capital, Kabul, the presidential election is the main topic of conversation. Owner Balkis Azizi says it is not clear what the future will bring, regardless of who is elected.
We hope it'll be good. It's a concern for all of us. What will happen? Nobody knows what programs the candidates have for the future. People are concerned about who is going to be elected.
During the Taliban rule from 1996 to 2001, women had to be all but invisible in Afghanistan. They could not leave the house without being accompanied by a male relative. They had to be completely covered in public, and most of them were not allowed to work outside the home. Their situation has improved since then, but there are fears that a new leader may reverse some of the gains made by women. Salma Hadari hopes this will not be the case.
The next president should have good thinking, should have a good mind, he should respect women, he should let women work like us so that women go forward. He should think in a modern way, he should be a good man and should work for our country.
Kate Clark, country director at Afghanistan Analyst Network, says laws protect an Afghan woman's right to education and employment, but that in reality men still control what a woman can do.
Under the Taliban, women largely couldn't work unless they were in the health professions. So it's now, it's a legal thing to work. It's a legal thing for girls to go to school or go to university. There are women in parliament, there's quotas for women, which has ensured that there are female representation. But Afghanistan is still a deeply, deeply, deeply patriarchal society. There are many women that can't go out.
Taliban militants have vowed to disrupt the elections, and recent brazen attacks in the heart of Kabul are clearly designed to keep voters away. But Azizi says it is her duty to vote.
Everyone's responsibility is to cast their ballot. These candidates look good to me, but let's see what will happen. We will cast our ballot and see what happens.
To help improve security at the polls, Afghan police have trained female officers to search female voters. New police recruit Siddika says she is not afraid of anyone.
My message for my other sisters is to come and join the police alongside their brothers and sisters to defend their country.
Women in Afghanistan's urban areas seem determined to vote, but analysts say that in the rural south and east, where the Taliban are strong, voter turnout could be weak among men as well as women. Laritza Ho, VOA News, Washington.